If you shop at Amazon but don't have a Prime membership, expect to pay more for shipping. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 28th day of August. Thanks for being here. In other news, Farmers Insurance is cutting a bunch of jobs. American Airlines is being fined for planes sitting on the runway too long. High-income young people are fleeing California and New York and headed where? We'll tell you. Tipping more in restaurants? Well, some people are not, especially when server income is shared. We'll have that story for you. Freight companies are seeing an uptick in business. We've got the Wall Street Report. And the lack of workers in many categories is getting desperate. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us to learn more about some of the top business news stories of the day. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, now known as X, or on Threads, on Twitter we're at IOB_NewsHour, and at Threads it's Insight on Business. If you've been paying attention, you might have noticed that Amazon has been quietly raising the bar on how much you need to spend before you get free shipping. The Associated Press is reporting that to qualify for no-cost deliveries, some Amazon customers who don't have Prime memberships now need to spend $35, up from $25 earlier. An Amazon spokesperson confirmed that the company is testing the new qualification, which was first reported by the blog E-commerce Bytes. The change does not impact Prime members who pay $14.99 a month or $139 a year for free shipping and other perks. For now, the new $35 minimum seems to apply to customers based on where they live. Among other cities, it noted that Seattle, where Amazon is headquartered, has a $25 minimum, while non-Prime customers in nearby Bellevue must pay a $35 cost to get free shipping. The move comes as the online retail giant works to cut costs across different areas of its business. Wall Street ended the day in the green as all three major indexes rose on this, the final trading week of August. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. In an effort to remain profitable, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company will cut roughly 2,500 jobs, or about 11% of its workforce. The AP is reporting that the California-based insurer, owned by Swiss giant Zurich Insurance Group, said the job cuts will impact all lines of its business and added that Monday was the last working day at the company for most employees who are impacted by the layoffs. In recent months, Farmers, along with other insurers, including Allstate and State Farm, have pulled back on property insurance in states like Florida and California due to increased natural disasters from hurricanes to wildfires. Insurers have said they need to reduce risk exposure and operating costs, but critics have accused the companies of exacerbating the cost of living crisis. This layoff announcement from Farmers follows mass job cuts seen at a handful of companies in the past year, including T-Mobile, Google, Meta, Amazon, and Microsoft. Beyond the tech sector, layoffs have also hit Disney park employees, newspapers, and some higher education jobs. American Airlines is being fined $4.1 million for letting planes sit on the runways for too long. The AP is reporting that the federal government is fining the carrier millions for dozens of instances in which passengers were kept on board planes without a chance to exit during long ground delays. The U.S. Department of Transportation says it is the largest such fine against an airline since rules covering long ground delays took effect about a decade ago. American owes half the fine in the next 30 days, while the department gave the airline credit for the other half, or just over $2 million, for compensation it paid to delayed passengers, all of that according to a consent order that settled the case. Well, the outward migration of the young and wealthy from New York and California is heating up. CNBC is reporting that young folks making at least $200,000 a year are headed to Florida first and then to Texas, states where recent reports say older people are leaving. All of this according to Smart Asset, which ranked states based on net migration. The financial site determined that the states netting the most young professionals aged 26 to 35 who earn at least $200,000 a year in adjusted gross income, that was based on the most recent publicly available IRS numbers from 2021. Rounding out the top five states are New Jersey, Colorado, and North Carolina. But, hey, best not to panic, because New York and California have the highest count of young high earners of any state by a wide margin, and also boast some of the highest influxes of young rich people in the U.S. In other words, while the headline seems very juicy, the reality is buried in the story. If it seems like a higher number of places are asking you to tip their workers, some restaurant watchers are shocked by what servers in some areas actually make, and they're threatening to cut back on tipping. Distinctify is reporting that one server by the name of Amanda recently shared on TikTok her income per hour. It's pretty stunning. Amanda is a server at a Texas Roadhouse chain restaurant in New York. The prices are pretty standard compared to other chains like Applebee's or TGI Fridays. Here at this Texas Roadhouse, you can get a steak meal for about $22. According to receipts, Amanda worked a three-hour shift on Friday, August 4, starting at 6 p.m. In her video, Amanda said that the restaurant owes her tip money of $95.14. Then, when she added her hourly pay of $9 an hour, she made just over $150 for that three-hour shift, or roughly $50 an hour. Now, while that shocks some people, there are some additional factors, like we assume, is the fact that Amanda probably doesn't work a 40-hour week. Her shift was, in this case, 3 hours, and she might work 4 or 5 days a week. And some people forget that servers work fewer hours than, say, a person with an office job. But in yet another video, Amanda reported she still made $50 an hour when she worked a 6-hour shift. So it seems like folks did not cut back on their tipping. But here's the question. Would you do it? Waiting tables is a tough job. Our daughter did that for a Cheesecake Factory chain restaurant for like 7 years. I can tell you, it's pretty back-breaking. Give them $50 an hour. Go for it. Reuters is reporting that the U.S. trucking industry may begin to see an uptick in freight demand in the back half of the year after grappling with another quarter of lower profits due to a slump in package volumes. All of this according to trucking analysts. The expectations have been largely fueled by U.S. retailers' comments on their improving inventory position and prospects of better inbound container shipments. Companies ranging from Target to Macy's have signaled that they have largely moved past their bloated inventory issues from a year earlier as retailers look to stock up on in-demand products ahead of the crucial holiday season. Meanwhile, a drop in volume of large containers handled by U.S. ports compared to last year is also set to narrow in the coming months. All of that according to the National Retail Federation. And that indicates that retailers are preparing for increased demand during the year-end holiday period. All of this news is good news for the economy, but what will the Fed think? The major indexes all finished in the green this final week of August. The Dow gained 213 points to close the trade at 34,559, while the NASDAQ picked up 114 points to end the day at 13,705, and the S&P 500 added 27 points to close at 44.33. The indexes added to a successful Friday that are now eyeing a path forward to beat back their worst monthly performance since December. Will it hold? We'll see. West Texas Intermediate crude also closed higher, gaining 20 cents and ending at $80.10 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this, once again, is about the lack of workers here in the United States. Axios is reporting that nationwide, crucial roles such as teachers, bus drivers, police officers, plumbers, electricians, carpenters, surveyors, pilots, and air traffic controllers, those jobs are sitting vacant as companies and state and local governments struggle to recruit suitable candidates. The reasons are demographic, economic, and social. Unemployment remains historically low, and the workforce is aging, and fewer young people are replacing retirees. Meanwhile, government officials, hamstrung by lower budgets, have found it especially tough to hire post-pandemic. Now you know. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.